Back now with Day to Day.
Here's another slogan you run into all the time. God bless America. Once again, respectfully, I say to myself, what the f*** does that mean?
That's comedian George Carlin earlier this year in his HBO special.
God bless America? Is that a request? Is that a demand? Is that a suggestion? Politicians say it at the end of every speech, as if it were some sort of verbal tic that they can't get rid of. God bless you and God bless America. God bless you and God bless America.
Carlin died yesterday of heart failure. He was 71 years old. He was a regular on the Ed Sullivan Show, but in the 1970s, he became much better known for his irreverent observations of everyday life.
Those often cutting observations transformed him into a counterculture icon. Everyone knows that routine that actually got him arrested called Seven Words You Can Never Say on Television.
They use it like crazy, but it's not really okay. It's still a rude, dirty old kind of gushy word. They don't like that. But they say it like, I say, like a lady now in the middle-class home, you'll hear most of the time she says it as an expletive. You know, it's out of her mouth before she knows. She said, oh, if she drops something,
The foul-mouthed bit aired on a radio station in New York in the 1970s. The station was censured and fined by the FCC. The case went on to the Supreme Court, which upheld a ban on offensive material during hours when children are in the audience.
George Carlin had one of the most productive careers in stand-up comedy. He was the first host of Saturday Night Live. He had multiple movie appearances and HBO comedy specials spanning three decades.
Parents always told you, look out, don't break your neck. Get down off there, you'll break your neck. When you get off those stairs, you'll break your neck. You want to break your neck? Get out of here. Breaking your neck was one of the only injuries there was, along with putting someone's eye out. But that stick, you'll put someone's eye out with that. Are you crazy? He's going to break his neck, fall, and put someone's eye out with that stick. The only two injuries there were, no one ever warned you about a fractured ulna or wrist, little thing. Nobody said, you'll cut, you'll scrape yourself. Never, always broken neck, put someone's eye on, it's a pneumonia.
I'm a rude dude, but I'm the real deal. Lean and mean, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Rough, tough, and hard to bluff. I take it slow, I go with the flow, I ride with the tide, I got glide in my stride. Driving and moving, sailing and spinning, jiving and grooving, wailing and winning. I don't snooze, so I don't lose. I keep the pedal to the metal and the rubber on the road. I party hardy, and lunchtime is crunch time. I'm hanging in, there ain't no doubt, and I'm hanging tough, over and out.
For more on the life and work of George Carlin, we're joined now by fellow funny person Joan Rivers. Welcome to Day to Day.
Lovely to be on with you.
Can you recall the first time that you met George Carlin? What was he like?
Well, we were all in the Village together. It was George Carlin and Richard Pryor and me and Bob Dylan and the whole group of us down there. And he was another young, struggling comedian, but we were all smart. And we all didn't realize that we were all breaking ground in our own way. And from the beginning, George absolutely went to his own drama.
He was very salty and very surly when he was on stage. What was he like off stage? The same guy?
I don't know. We're all such introverts, and we're all so busy being passionate about things. And that's exactly what George was. And again, very smart, very dedicated. I hate the term 24/7, but 24/7 totally always about his career.
What do you remember most from his lifetime? Can you look back and think of one time that
I remember his fearlessness. He always was not afraid to go and risk everything, you know, risk everything for what he thought was right. And I thought that was very brave. I know it sounds stupid. They talk about he was the first one not to wear a dinner jacket in Las Vegas. He said, "I know I'm not going to wear a tuxedo. I'm going to go on stage." I know it sounds so childish now. This is the 70s. They were in shock. He just always went his own way and very proud of the fact Lenny Bruce liked two of us. And so it was George Carlin and it was me. And so we sort of had that little bond together early on.
The two of you also have worked for decades now. I'm wondering how challenging is that as a comic to try to keep being funny as times change and tastes change?
Oh, no. It's just the opposite. It's you're always funny. How wonderful it is that we're in a business that it allows you to continue. There's no retirement age for comics as long as you're relevant.
George Carlin actually had a whole shtick about death. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that.
Absolutely.
After someone dies, the following conversation is bound to take place, probably more than once. Two guys meet on the street. Hey, did you hear? Phil Davis died. Phil Davis? I just saw him yesterday. Yeah. Didn't help. He died anyway. Apparently, the simple act of your seeing him did not slow his cancer down. In fact, it may have made it more aggressive. You know, you could be responsible for Phil's death. How do you live with yourself?
Joan Rivers, you get the sense that George Carlin had a pretty good sense of humor about death, but I'm curious, in your business, how do comedians deal with the death of a colleague? Are you funny about it?
We will be within 3 months or 3 weeks or 3 hours. Of course, we deal with everything through humor. And it's sad because I think he really was one of the greats. You know, I mean, there are a lot out there, but he really made a difference. And so that is terribly sad.
The Kennedy Center recently announced that George Carlin would be awarded this year's Mark Twain Prize for Humor. Now that he's no longer with us, how do you think Mr. Carlin would have liked to have been remembered at that event?
I think he would have been thrilled. All this talk about, oh, I don't need this and I don't care, is such nonsense. I think it would have been wonderful, wonderful. Except when they start to heap the honors on you, you know you're coming to the end.
Joan Rivers, her show, Joan Rivers, A Work in Progress by A Life in Progress, is heading for London this summer. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.